Six-year-old Casey, a young horse rider, experienced a new dimension of freedom on Thursday, May 22, thanks to a horse riding simulator technology launched at the Victoria Therapeutic Riding Club, VTRA, in Sonnyton. Casey, who lives with cerebellar ataxia impacting his muscle control, has been riding at VTRA for 2 years, and his mother, Jane, has witnessed significant improvements in his mobility and ability to sit independently. The special event served as a donor recognition and celebration of the collaborative innovation between CanAssist at the University of Victoria and VTRA, a partnership that resulted in a simulator designed to enhance the club's therapeutic riding experience program for individuals with disabilities. Casey had the opportunity to test the simulator, which provides a realistic horse riding experience. He enthusiastically kicked and galloped while watching a trail unfold on a monitor screen, his excitement palpable. "It's an amazing partnership," said Liz Gaggle, VTRA executive director. "This is made possible by the generous donation of Murray and Linda Farmer, who have provided the support to be able to buy a simulator for our program, for our participants, and for our community. The first of its kind simulator combines CanAssist's Motivex software with the Mira Colt Horse Riding Motion Simulator." Paul Green, CanAssist Associate Director, explained, "The seamless synchronization between the simulator and the visual display creates a truly immersive experience. We tied these two technologies together by adding a wireless Bluetooth motion sensor to the Mira Colt. That sends the signal that it's running and moving, or in this case walking or galloping, to the software on TV. The linkage between the two is, as you change the speed on the Mira Colt, the video playback will sync its speed," Green added. Another element was the creation of custom videos, or a way for VTRA staff and volunteers to add their own video from their own environment. "The Mira Colt simulator provides a three-dimensional movement of a horse in three planes, which is then translated into the rider's body. This unique feature offers numerous therapeutic benefits. If the horse is symmetrical but the rider is not, the rider gets to experience a rhythmic, smooth, symmetrical regular gait," Kim Anderson, Island Health physiotherapist, explained. "In half an hour, you get 3,000 movement impulses, so it's not only the movement, it's also the sensory information." Anderson highlighted that while a real horse offers warmth, soft fur, smells and visuals, these sensations can sometimes be overwhelming, especially for young riders. As Jane, Casey's mother, noted, "The thing that's so neat about it is that it mimics the movement of the horse so well that it helps develop his balance and reflexes the way riding on a live horse would. It will be an option for if there's ever a time where maybe he doesn't have a horse available to ride, but he'll still get the same benefits from it." VTRA serves approximately 300 participants annually, ranging from ages 4 to 80, who live with physical, social, emotional and behavioral disabilities. "We're very excited about this addition. It's going to help Casey a lot," Jane added. The launch of the simulator was attended by community members, who also had the opportunity to ride the Mira Colt and experience its unique benefits. "This innovative technology," VTRA said, "promises to enhance access, wellness and connection through inclusive recreation, ensuring that more individuals can experience the transformative power of therapeutic riding."